Good morning. It is 8:16. You're listening to KCAW. This is the morning interview, and I am joined in the studio with Lena Kapp. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning, Meredith.
And Lena, and I forgot to say who I am. I am not often on the morning interview anymore. I'm Meredith, and which you already knew, Lena.
Yes, I did. But
Lena, we are here to talk about a couple of upcoming events. And before we get deep into those, can you tell us, where do you work, and what is the genre of event that you're here to tell us about?
Oh, certainly. So I work at the Sitka Sound Science Center as the visitor experience manager, which entails many different things, but this time of year includes one of my favorite events, which is Haunted Aquarium, which is happening today, and I'm today. So excited.
Yeah, so it's good timing if you were thinking about what to do with your Friday evening. And Lena, I don't usually think of Aquaria as haunted. They're just, you know, that's not the energy I usually get. Tell us about what does a haunted aquarium look like?
Well, in our case, I cannot speak to the haunting of all possible aquaria. But
of course,
here in Sitka, what this looks like is we have carved some pumpkins and placed them in some of the tanks in our aquarium, which the sea urchins are absolutely thrilled about. They are munching away in there. And if you come visit us for Haunted Aquarium, you can come hang out with those sea urchins and touch them and use the touch tanks and do all the aquarium things. We put up lots of spooky decor, and we will have some Halloween-themed activities for kids and families of all ages.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got pumpkins in the touch tanks for the urchins and for us to watch. And this event, it's at the Science Center.
Correct.
And it is, it sounds like it's pretty family friendly. Who is invited to the Haunted Aquarium?
Oh, well, certainly everyone is invited to the Haunted Aquarium. But specifically tonight, we are offering free admission to children ages 3 and under. Everybody else can come for a ticket price of $10, which is inclusive of a wide range of activities to suit an assortment of Halloween moods, from the cute, we'll be decorating cookies with Halloween-themed frosting and shapes. You can visit with an owl if you are a bird enthusiast, if you don't think sea creatures are quite your jam. But we'll have some special guests from the Raptor Center with us today.
Excellent. Okay. A divergence from the aquarium theme, but very spooky.
Certainly. I mean, who doesn't think of owls when one thinks of Halloween?
Excellent. It is a creature extravaganza. Okay, so we've got family-friendly aquarium. We have cookie decorating. We have an owl. Mm-hmm. Tell us about, there were a couple other activities you were talking about. Potions, perhaps?
Oh, potions, definitely. There will be some magic potions, which you can mix. We'll have the ingredients available, and you can see how they react in magical and possibly scientific ways. There will be some owl pellets available. One of my coworkers has suggested he might himself dress as an owl pellet. So if you would like to see how a person can transform into the regurgitated contents of an owl's stomach, this is the event for you.
This is an excellent pitch. I think you've hit every possible audience. Magic potions, cookies, owl pellets.
And lest we forget the scariest part of all.
Yes, right. So there is a section of this event that is targeted at slightly older children and families.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Yes, this is our haunted house. So all of the events we have been discussing so far will be taking place in what you probably think of as the main building of the Science Center, the Sage Building, where the aquarium is, and our classroom. Oh, and I forgot to mention face painting.
Oh,
if that's your jam, which great. It is for many, that will also be available. We've got some talented artists from our staff on hand.
Excellent.
But anyway, moving next door to the Mill Building, which you might know in other seasons as the Science Center's gift shop and the location of the chowder cart, we have transformed the space into an undersea maze of horrors. It will be a haunted house populated by Science Center staff members doing their very best job to scare you mm-hmm. and your friends in a marine themed manner.
Wow, very specific. Okay, and so this, usually I think of haunted houses, you know, they can be pretty, there's a pretty broad spectrum of mm-hmm. how scary a haunted house could be. Is this appropriate for older kids, or is this adults only? Who should be thinking about this haunted house?
This is an excellent and prudent question. Our haunted house is among the more gentle haunted houses, usually. I know there are some scarier experiences one can find here in town. This one is meant to be pitched a little bit younger. We usually say that kids 7 and up can have a good time in there.
Okay, so scary, but not too scary.
Not too scary.
All right. And you mentioned also that the haunted house may cover some current events, which we are not going to specify.
Yes, some recent local events. You may recall rather a scary time we had here in Sitka at the end of August to the beginning of September.
Right. So scary in multiple ways, thinking about our recent current events and also under the sea.
Yes.
And Halloween, a nice combination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Lena, just to reiterate for those who are listening, we've got Haunted Aquarium coming up. That's tonight mm-hmm. at the Science Center in the main building.
Correct. From 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. And do you have to come right on time?
Absolutely not.
Great.
You may drop in at any point within those 2 hours.
So 6 to 8 p.m., that's the main building for the Haunted Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
That is very family-friendly. Children under 3 or 3 and under.
3 and under.
Children 3 and under are free. Mm-hmm. Everyone else, $10 a ticket. And you will get to see things such as sea urchins eating pumpkins, owl pellets. You will get to decorate cookies, use magic potions, get face paint if you want it. And if you are brave enough to venture into the mill building as a slightly older child, you can experience a topical marine-themed haunted house.
Yes, you can.
Excellent. Okay. And one more time, that is tonight at 6 to 8 p.m. at the Science Center. And Lena, if folks have questions, if they're, you know, not sure if their child is ready for the haunted house or anything else, who's the best person to reach out to?
Oh, it's me.
Excellent. And how do we reach you, Lena?
You can call one of two phone numbers. They go to the same phone, which sits on my desk. You may dial the Science Center's main number, which is 907-747-8878, or you can call the same phone in a different way and dial 907-623-2014.
Wow. And those will both go to you.
To me.
Okay. And we're going to repeat that last one since they go to the same one.
Yes.
907-623-2014. You'll reach Lena if you have questions about tonight. And Lena, we are running out of time, but I think there is one more event that you wanted to give a quick plug for. Tell us, after the Haunted Aquarium, what's coming up for the Science Center?
Oh, it is a busy time for us for sure. Next week, beginning as early as Wednesday night, we will begin this year's Sitka Whale Fest. So we have all manner of events covering science, culture, art, adventure, and of course, the 3-day science symposium taking place November 1st through 3rd at Centennial Hall. You may register for any and all of these events online at sitkawhalefest.org. And this year's theme for WhaleFest is Shifting Boundaries, New Horizons. We are going to be learning in lots of different ways how life is on the move in our changing oceans.
Wow. That's a very cool theme. That's a very broad theme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Lena, if folks are interested, do you know the website we should go to?
Yes, I do. It is sitkawhalefest.org.
Excellent. Okay, so that's sitkawhalefest.org. That starts next Wednesday, and we'll go for a few days after that, so don't worry about getting to everything on the first day. And Lena, we've also been here to talk about the Haunted Aquarium.
Correct.
And the haunted house that goes along with the Haunted Aquarium. And that is happening 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the Science Center. It is appropriate for all ages, and there is a haunted house that is appropriate for children 7 and up. And anything else you want to make sure folks know?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we covered it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We've had Lena Kapp in the studio with us. She's the visitor engagement...
experience.
Lena is the visitor experience manager. Thank you for joining us, Lena. And we'll be back in just a moment with the marine weather.